This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, it's that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. Their number is 720-895-0500. The exclusive mortgage shop for anything we do here on KLZ 560 with Haystack, Sportsman of Colorado. Hey, Kurt is the guy. So real quick, what's happening in the mortgage world?
You know, rates are going up. It's really not slowing anybody down. We still only have between 1,300 and 1,500 homes in the NMLS. There's still homes are selling for 103% of asking price. We're in the same situation we were before. Will it stop? Yes, it will eventually stop. You hear the naysayers say that the market's going to crash. I don't know if it's going to crash, but it's going to slow down. But right now, there's no reason for it to slow down. There's just so many people that want to buy. First-time home buyers can't buy a home because they can't get in the game.
Yeah.
The sellers aren't even going to look at those offers. The veterans are having a hard time because of the inspection. Same thing with FHA. So there's this group of people sitting behind wanting to buy a home. They can't right now. So as the supply starts to increase, then that will allow them to. So we're still talking, in my opinion, a year before anything really starts to settle. Home values are still appreciating at 9 to 10%.
Wow.
And everybody keeps saying it's going to stop. Eventually it will, but right now it's not.
Everything will stop at some point.
Stop at some point.
Exactly. Well, 720-895-0500 is the number, and it is Affordable Interest Mortgage. Well, hey, we're going to get back to our topic. We haven't been able to do this in a while, but sleep apnea. And it is Inspire Sleep, and we are glad to have in studio with us Dr. Nick Beckman. He's with Colorado ENT and Allergy in Colorado Springs. Good to see you again, sir.
You as well.
Yeah. Nice
to have. What have you been up to over the last few months?
Yeah. Oh.
Just, seeing patients, staying busy,
yeah.
Just like everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm happy that we're kind of on the back end of the pandemic. So.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure seems like it anyway.
That allows for more people.
Yeah, everybody's coming out and, catching up on their medical care, it sure seems like.
Yeah.
That was just going to be my question. Do you find some people have neglected things over the last, year or so because they were just kind of afraid to come into a doctor's office or whatever?
I think that we've certainly seen that. I've seen a couple of publications out there just about, people who've missed cancer screenings and that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's presenting a little bit later. And so I think that, it's easy when everybody says, okay, buckle down, stay indoors, and okay, well, I'm not going to worry about, my snoring. I'm not going to worry about my tiredness during the day or, some of these other things. And so now we're playing catch up a little bit, with everything too. Sinuses, it's easy to put a lot of ear complaints, nose complaints kind of on the back burner.
Now you've dealt with it for so many years. Keep dealing with it till we get past it.
Exactly.
Wow. Knee problems, people doing the same.
Sure. Uh-huh.
All kinds of stuff. So, yeah.
Limping along.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just talking with a client earlier this morning, and we were talking about just extra weight being on you, and it seems like that's a pretty good compatibility with snoring and sleep apnea. That's not a requirement to be overweight, but most of the time people are, even if it's a little bit, just a little overweight when it comes to sleep apnea, right?
Yes. So there's actually, in the last 10 years, there's been a lot more research into sleep apnea as we've learned more and realized, hey, this is having a lot more effects on other body systems, right? Your heart, your lungs, your, cardiovascular system, everything. And with that, everybody knows the, kind of guy walking down the street, real heavy set, neck, you can look at him and say, oh yeah, that guy has sleep apnea, right? But, a lot of my patients are, elderly women who petite, tiny, itty-bitty things, and they have severe sleep apnea. And as we age, everything starts to relax. Mm-hmm. And that includes your tongue, the muscles of your throat, all that sort of stuff. And so you'll be sleeping. And, it's these people you wouldn't expect. People with, BMIs under 25. I mean, not heavy set folk, just, you know, people who everything started to relax and they collapse in a certain way that causes can cause severe sleep apnea. So, you know, it's not just the classic presentation we've realized. There's other kind of presentations of it.
We've talked before. You've been on the show many times. Sleep apnea can be part sometimes hereditary, but what causes it if it's not hereditary? In the body, is there something that happens when you're younger, or is it just something you develop into?
Yeah, so thank you for having me back. I love coming on. There's a couple of different types of sleep apnea. There's a central sleep apnea where the brain doesn't trigger a breath, and so, you know, for whatever reason, altitude, medications, other neurologic things going on, they don't receive the response to the muscle that causes the lungs to expand to trigger that breath. That's a central sleep apnea. And then there's obstructive sleep apnea, where you are trying to breathe and you have obstruction at the level of the tongue. So back behind the tongue, you can have obstruction at the level of the palate. So kind of back behind the uvula or the punching bag in the back of the throat, all of that can cause constriction points where you're trying to breathe, but you're just not moving any air. And so then that creates a lot of negative pressure in the chest that, you know, then your heart is working, trying to pump against that increased negative pressure. And it makes it have to work overtime to do that.
Now, you know, I know a dentist, he makes an oral device. Has that been out for a long time?
Oral appliances have been around for, you know, quite some time. In the right patient, they can do a lot of good.
Okay.
A lot of good. A lot of my patients with mild or moderate sleep apnea, you know, if nobody's ever talked to them about it and they have a full set of teeth, then I tell them, hey, you know, if you don't want to have any surgery, you want to, you know, avoid general anesthesia for whatever reason, you should look into this. Long term, sometimes they can cause issues with how the teeth come together. They can cause, you know, jaw joint issues, TMJ, if you ever heard of that. But for some people, it works great, and it's a fantastic alternative to CPAP in the right person. So I always, if they have a history of mild or moderate sleep apnea, don't want surgery, and are just interested in other options, that can be a great option for them. Right.
When you talk to people about sleep, very few people actually get the recommended 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that. And everybody will come back to you. If you have a good night rest, the body has a tendency to function better. The mind, as we get older, Scott, pay attention.
Yeah.
As we get older.
Yeah.
Your mind doesn't function quite as well. Without the 8 hours, you don't get the REMs to make it work. So you're not quite as sharp going in the next day. But is there... Do you catch people that might sleep for 3 or 4 hours? Is it just restless sleep with them, or could it be something else that's sleep apnea? How do you find that line of what it could cause that?
So there's a large portion of people who have sleep apnea that have comorbid conditions or other sleep conditions going on, whether that's restless leg or insomnia, and sometimes just treating the obstructive sleep apnea component can help with some of the insomnia features, that sort of stuff.
They get a deeper sleep.
Correct. Yeah, correct. Because if they're constantly waking up, or they're, you know, stressed about going to sleep or things along those lines, well, if you can relieve the sleep apnea and help them get a better night's rest, well, then they can kind of recognize, oh, okay, this isn't as scary as it was. I'm safe to go to sleep, and they can relax a little bit more and find better relief. But certainly there are other conditions out there that when we do a sleep study to kind of diagnose the sleep apnea and, you know, see what we're dealing with. Is it obstructive, mixed, central? What do we have going on? A lot of times we can also be screening and evaluating for those other disease processes.
And they might not have a sleep apnea problem. They might have another issue somewhere else.
Correct.
Or vice versa.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense. Are there different techniques to improve sleep with people that might have sleep apnea?
So that entirely depends on how severe it is. So if they have mild sleep apnea without any symptoms, then a lot of times you can try to do weight loss, exercise, you know, see if we can get improvements that way. If there is symptoms, we recommend treating that. And if it's anything more than moderate, we recommend treatment. First line therapy is always CPAP. So trying that and seeing how they do tolerate that, you could consider an oral appliance. And then as we start to get to the patients who, you know, for whatever reason can't tolerate CPAP, don't want to pursue an oral appliance, then we have surgical options as well.
Well, I love the commercials. They have a couple of them, and they're, mm-hmm. the guy's sitting in a circle and with all the mask on, and he's not. It's just, it's really cute the way they put those together.
Yeah.
I always think of you every time I see him. There he is. That's what he does.
You know, it's amazing, too. You just think of the lack of sleep and how that affects our health. Forget sleep apnea. You know, you just take lack of sleep. Then when you add sleep apnea, I was doing a little extra research this morning, although we've talked about this several times. There are so many health things it affects and mm-hmm. risks that it affects mm-hmm. with sleep apnea. And, you know, I was reading one thing that said over 22 million Americans suffer from this. 80% go undiagnosed.
Yeah. And that has a huge cost on society. Mm-hmm. So if you have undiagnosed sleep apnea, each one of those patients annually costs about $2,000 to $4,000 in the system, just because of accidents, you know, lost productivity, other than worsening medical problems. So their blood pressure elevations, heart attack, stroke, all these things that people don't want to deal with can be affected by that.
Right.
And then if you know about it and you don't treat it, you know, it's still kind of the exact same problem. You're still, you know, not helping any of those body systems.
Sure.
No.
Now, at the university there, you can, if somebody's curious about this, there's a way they can come in and they can kind of do a test to find out what level of sleep apnea they may have. Can they do it at home? Can they come in to see you? How's that work?
Correct. So that's the sleep study we were talking about. And so it kind of depends on where the patient is in their kind of lifespan. You know, a lot of times I'll see people who they were diagnosed 10 years ago, had a sleep study then, tried to do CPAP, did it for a year or two, you know, stopped using it, and then haven't done anything for the last 8 years. And so then we would arrange for them to have a home sleep study. So they would go home, oftentimes just wearing a device on their wrist, finger, a little sensing lead on their chest to kind of evaluate and assess, okay, what are we dealing with? Do we have, you know, just primary snoring? Is there sleep apnea involved? If for some reason the picture's not quite clear or we need to get more data or more information, then we can do an in-lab sleep study.
Right.
And that's a lot more involved. So then you go to a sleep center, you get hooked up with all kinds of electrodes. We can, you know, monitor, okay, are you having a lot of restless leg syndrome? When are you getting into REM sleep? What all is going on here? And kind of characterize some of the other sleep disorders, and really help kind of identify, okay, how many of these are central, how many of these are obstructive, what all is going on here.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody's at home and they're listening and they're saying, okay, I don't know if I have it, is snoring kind of one of the things that can be an indicator that, yeah, you might have it more than somebody else?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So I'll often ask about snoring. We'll ask about, you know, symptoms during the next day. Do they wake up feeling well rested? Are they constantly tired, constantly fatigued? Are they waking up with a headache in the morning? Has their spouse or anybody who's been with them noticed that they're starting to have like apneas, or they're worried about their breathing? Does it seem like they stop breathing when they're sleeping? That sort of thing. So a lot of those are kind of good ways to screen. You know, do they have a history of blood pressure problems, elevated blood pressure, you know, difficult to control blood pressure? Have they had a heart attack or arrhythmias, AFib, something like that in the past? That, you know, all these signs could be indicative that, hey,
there could be a problem.
Might be have some sleep apnea here that we need to treat as well.
Right. This segment is brought to you by Inspire Sleep. You can check out that website, inspiresleep.com. Dr. Nick Beckman is our guest, Colorado ENT and Allergy in Colorado Springs. His number is 719-867-7800. You can check out their website, coloradoent.com. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
The physical injuries, emotional damage, and economic damages of your case should be accounted for, and sometimes that means going to trial. Kevin Flesh of Flesh & Beck Law is willing to go to court for your personal injury case at no additional cost. Other personal injury attorneys will expect extra money when they take your case to trial. In some cases, they won't do the extra work at all. You deserve an attorney who will get you adequate compensation. He will do his best to get you the fair value of your case and will even take it to trial if necessary. Kevin Flesh with Flesh & Beck Law works on a contingency rather than a retainer. That means they get paid once you get the money and take the same percentage whether you take the money or not. Kevin Flesh wants more for you. Set up a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh to get the legal guidance you deserve. Call 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. 8886.
Now's the time to save at the Outdoorsman's Attic. Here are just a few of the discounts you will find. All fishing gear and sleeping bags, 30% off. All Sitka gear and packs, 25% off. Gun accessories, decoys, archery, selected optics, all 20% off. And if you've got some camping, hunting, fishing gear you want to turn into cash, take it to the Outdoorsman's Attic. Shop now, save now at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hampton in Sheridan. Family owned and operated. Great gear, great service, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic.
With rates on the rise, how do you get the best rate? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Did you know that when you get cash out, or your FICO score is below a 740, or you're financing a condo versus a single family home, it will cost you more in rate and fees? Many lenders are charging more. Stop paying it. At Affordable Interest Mortgage, we have lenders that don't charge. Trying to purchase a second home, or is your loan amount considered a high balance or jumbo? There they go again, charging you more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Let us show you a loan that doesn't charge more. Seeing a low rate but not reading the small print, only to realize all the extra costs and fees? Again, stop. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Quit paying fees and closing costs that are unnecessary. Get a low rate without all the extra cost. Let us show you how to save thousands. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. Serving Coloradans for over 20 years. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters, once again brought to you by our friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Today's segment is brought to you by Inspire Sleep. Once again, that website, inspiresleep.com, and we'll get into that here in just a moment with our special guest, Dr. Nick Beckman. He's with Colorado ENT and Allergy in Colorado Springs. Once again, their number, 719-867-7800.
Okay, one of the questions that I was having, we talked about different device. We've all seen the commercial with the CPAP. At what point is it that the patient determines that works, or is there another level, or are there different? What are the different devices, and how does it work with the patient finding the one that works best for them?
Correct. So, like we were talking about, the first line therapy is going to be that CPAP, the continuous airway pressure. So the mask you wear all night, it's going to provide. You know, its job is to open up those areas of obstruction behind the tongue, behind the palate, and relieve the obstruction that way. And a lot of times people will struggle with the mask in terms of they'll have leaks, they feel like the air is blowing up in their eyes every time they shift, roll over, that sort of thing. Sometimes just trying different masks. Okay, do they tolerate a nasal mask better? Do they tolerate a full mask better? Do they tolerate one that sits just kind of gently inside the nose better? You know, there's lots of different options for them to try, and usually they'll exhaust all of those options before eventually saying, hey, this is not for me.
It ain't working.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, now, the Inspire, which is an actual device that you put in the body, explain how that kind of works, why you think that one works better or is helpful. Is it because they can't wear the face mask?
Correct. So it's Inspire, the hypoglossal nerve stimulator, is second line therapy. So people who have tried CPAP and for whatever reason just can't do it. You know, a lot of patients will also have claustrophobia or just can't tolerate something on their face all night long. Yeah.
I'm one of them guys. That would not work for me.
Yeah. And so with that, that's when they come seeking kind of other alternatives, other options. And so if they've tried that, failed that, then we can kind of move forward with evaluating the rest of their anatomy, making sure that, you know, we're treating the appropriate thing, looking at their sleep study kind of in depth. You know, we talked about the central apneas. If their brain, for whatever reason, isn't triggering a breath, well, it doesn't matter if I put a little device in that can sense when they're breathing. If it's not triggering a breath, that's not going to work. So we kind of look at a lot of things to make sure they're a candidate. We have to look anatomically at the back of that palate. Do they have a certain collapse pattern where it looks like a funnel? For whatever reason, those patients don't respond very well to the device, so we have to make sure that that's not going on. And then if we're checking all the boxes, everything looks good, then we move forward with having the surgery or we install the implant.
And how does it work? inside when you're putting it in the chest, and you put it on the left side, the right side?
So we make two incisions, primarily on the right. If they're a very frequent hunter, something along those lines, right-handed, then we might consider doing a left-sided implant. Okay. But usually it's on the right side because you want to save that left side in case they need a pacemaker down the line or something along those lines. But when we make two incisions, one of the incisions is on the chest. That's where the device sits. It's about the size of a pacemaker, and that's the battery, the computer, all the sensing information is there. We put a little sensing lead in between two ribs, and that detects the breathing. Then the second incision is underneath the jaw, and we go and find the nerve that controls the tongue. And we follow that nerve out, and some of the branches of that nerve cause the tongue to come backwards. That would make the problem worse. We don't want to include those ones, so we exclude those. We put our cuff around the branches that stiffen the tongue and move it forward. So then every time you breathe in while you're sleeping and the device is activated, it stiffens the tongue, moves it forward, opens up the airway with your own muscles rather than that positive pressure blowing in trying to open everything up. So then you don't have a mask, no hose. All you have is a remote to then when you go to sleep, you turn it on. It starts working after you fall asleep.
Hmm. And to turn it on is kind of hit a button.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally about the size of a computer mouse. And so you just have that, you activate it. There's a small delay, so you have a certain amount of time to fall asleep. It's usually around half an hour, but if you, for whatever reason, need more time, less time, they can adjust that and then go from there. And then when you're sleeping, it'll start working. If you get up in the middle of the night, some patients will leave it on, go to the bathroom, come back to bed, never pause it. But if you need to, you can pause it. And then when you come back, just resume your therapy.
You love the surgery side, don't you?
I do.
I could tell.
I do.
It's
a lot of fun.
In between two ribs. I'm like, he likes surgery.
This is fun, but this is great over here.
Here's the thing, too. And my wife actually went to the dentist the other day, and they said, okay, your first appointment that we can get you back is July. And she was like, July? And I've heard a lot of people going to medical doctors and different things and trying to make an appointment 3-4 months before they can get in. Not so with you guys, all right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can do call and get an appointment and get in pretty quick.
Yeah. I mean, I think for the most part, we can usually do 24, 48 hours, but definitely within a week. I mean, we do our best. When people have issues affecting their quality of life, they don't want to wait a few months. They want to get it checked out.
It probably took them 10 years to make this decision, and then when you make it, you don't want to hear, you call today and it's September. Okay, you know what I mean? You're ready to go.
Yeah.
And so if you're a good candidate for it.
Yeah.
So
I don't think we have any of our patients waiting months.
And your spouse is probably going to help you motivate you to go in and see quicker.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're tired of it.
Yes.
Either side.
And it's been so cool, Kurt. Over the couple of years here, we've been doing this with Clem and all with Inspire Sleep, and we've had some actual real-life patients, and we just said, hey, look, there was no script. We just said, tell your story. And man, they could almost go back to that desperation of what they went through on their face. But then once we get into Inspire Sleep and after they had it, man, they both lit up, because it gave them their life back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it changed their lives.
Yeah, and I've had a few patients that are like that. They come in and they've, lost 20 pounds. They're feeling better than they have in forever, sleeping better, A lot of very happy patients who are suddenly having, I had one patient who I just saw last week and he had it activated and he was like, last night was the first time I've slept all night long and I haven't done that in years.
Right.
Without having to wake up.
And that's what when we started the show, I talked about getting sleep. When you get a good night's sleep, whether it's 7 or 8 hours, it's like everything's beautiful about the world.
Yep.
Everything just changes when you get that good deep sleep instead of waking up.
Yep.
Two years ago when I got that, I remember that. Yeah. When's the last time you had somebody you met?
Good night's sleep.
I slept 9 hours last. Nobody.
No.
I mean,
they brag about seven.
We've been through so much, especially over these last 2 years, and the stress in everybody's life. I mean, from family to jobs, losing jobs. I mean, lost family members during COVID, whatever. I mean, this has been the most unbelievable 24 months of our lives, And so when you've got an answer for something, and again, hey, you guys have said this isn't for everybody, okay? But you don't want to ignore the problem because – and I don't know, are there a lot of medical conditions you'll see stage 1, stage 2, stage 3. In sleep apnea, is there such thing as stages?
Mainly just a mild, moderate, or severe kind of rating.
But coming in quickly has got to be better.
Correct. Yeah. If I see somebody in clinic and I'm talking to them about some of their nasal obstruction or nasal congestion problems, and we're just having a chat, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm never feeling well rested. I do have snoring, you know, constantly tired throughout the day. I can nap really easily. A lot of times I'll say, oh, you know what, we need to go ahead and get a sleep study. Or if, you know, on my exam, when I'm looking at everything, if you look at the back of the throat, you can see the uvula, the punching bag in the back. If that's real elongated and swollen, a lot of times that tells me they're dealing with a bunch of snoring at night. Mm-hmm. They might not be here complaining about it, but we got to get that checked to see, okay, can we help you with something that you didn't even realize you were here for that might actually help you a lot better in the long run than just fixing your nasal obstruction or something along those lines. Right. So
kind of walk through the process, okay? They call you, or maybe they've already had a sleep study, and does that need to be within a certain number of months or year if they want to bring those results in?
So we always like to have one within 2 years. So it's been outside of 2 years, we'll get a new one. They could have that or not have that. If they have it, bring it. If you don't, we'll arrange for one of the home sleep studies, something along those lines, so that we can have that information. And then we look and we evaluate. So we use the apnea hypopnea index, or the AHI. That's a fancy way of just saying how many times in an hour do you stop breathing for at least 10 seconds. Okay. And if that's 5 to 15, that's just mild. We can manage that a couple other ways. If it's over 15, somewhere between 15 and 30, that's moderate. That's when we can, you know, talk about maybe surgery, maybe an oral appliance, maybe Inspire, something along those lines if they've failed CPAP. If it's over 30, then that's considered severe. And then you start to get really, you know, very severe once you're getting those 60s. You know, I've had a patient, the highest I've seen, I think, is 134. And so
his breathing, let me make sure I get this, 134 times in an hour.
Correct.
He quits breathing for 10 to 15 seconds.
Correct. So basically for half of a minute, not breathing.
Yeah.
Every minute.
Yeah, that would be pretty severe because one of them might stop him permanently. Yeah, I can see that.
So we want to do something about that. Now for the nerve stimulator, for the Inspire device, there is a cutoff on that. So the AHI, the apnea hypopnea index, has to be between 15 and 65. So when you are in those very, very severe kind of ratings, sometimes we have to do multiple things to get that down if they can't tolerate the CPAP.
Is there anything you can do surgically for this guy that was 135? Mm-hmm. Will the Inspire work for him?
So the FDA, the long-term data for Inspire shows a 70 to 83% reduction in the apnea hypopnea index.
Right.
Okay. And so that's pretty darn good in somebody who can't tolerate CPAP, right?
Right.
But if your AHI is 100, well, if I get you down 70%,
you're still at 30.
You're still going to be severe, right? Yeah. And so they say, well, then it's not an effective therapy, which, you know, they didn't ask my opinion about it, but 30 is a heck of a lot better than 100. Yeah. So, but because of that, the approval criteria, the FDA criteria, is a cap at 65. And so when you're over that 65, then we have to do other surgical things or discuss other options to get that down into that range with, you know, other surgeries where, you know, if we want to be real aggressive, we can remodel some of the muscles of the back of the throat. I can do a hyoid suspension, which is, you know, we actually take the human wishbone and suspend it to the mandible, the jaw. Right. You know, there's a lot of other options out there in these patients that are very severe where we kind of have to discuss and say, hey, this might be a staged case where we have to do a lot of things to get this down if you can't tolerate the CPAP.
I have to ask a question on this guy. Did he have any idea that he was that severe at the time? How was he responding during the day? Did he know?
The couple of patients that I've seen like this, during my encounter with them, they'll fall asleep. Like as I'm asking.
Well, yeah. Patients. Okay. Yeah. I mean, he knew it was there was a problem.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Once again, this segment's brought to you by Inspire Sleep. Check them out, inspiresleep.com. Dr. Nick Beckman is our special guest, Colorado ENT and Allergy Center in Colorado Springs. Their number, 719-867-7800. Hey, just mentioned you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio. They will get you in for that appointment, and usually it's the next day. ColoradoENT.com is the website. We'll be back with more with Dr. Nick Beckman right after this.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, yes, you heard me right. Since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hey, Dan, you know our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to KLZ 560, your home station.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition of Your Money Matters. Once again, today's segment's brought to you by Inspire Sleep. InspireSleep.com is the website. Dr. Nick Beckman is our special guest. Also joining us in studio, Jody Feist. And Jody is with Physician Liaison and a whole bunch of other important stuff with them, with Colorado ENTs. And Jody, I'm forcing Jody to do this. So thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
So people call. Kind of walk us through from the administrative side, insurance side, whatever, and kind of just fill in some of the blanks there.
You can find Dr. Beckman through our website, the phone number you were saying. Also, a patient has an option to call a hotline on the Inspire website. And so what they'll do is they'll screen the patient and okay. they'll get some demographics. And then they actually call my number. And I talk with the patient and the Inspire rep and get their information and then have one of our schedulers reach out to them quickly.
Right.
So that I make sure, you know, everything goes the right way.
What's the website?
Inspire.com.
Oh, okay.
I think it's InspireSleep.com.
Oh, yeah, InspireSleep.com.
InspireSleep, they can go there and get us if they want to go on the web.
Yeah.
And they can also go there to learn a little bit more about everything mm-hmm. about the device.
Yes, they have videos, they have testimonials, they have live people to call and ask questions, so they have a pretty good team there.
Right. So is the process to go in, figure out if you are a candidate for this, and once you figure out, then you kind of start the talk of possible insurance or how that all works, or do you kind of get pre-approved before you come in?
The majority of people I see an advertisement and then they find me
right.
and come in. And so at that point, that's when we start everything, see okay. where they're at, you know, see how recent is the sleep study, you know, have they ever had one before, start that entire process. And kind of every step along the way, we work with insurance, make sure that's all cleared. And then once we find that they would be a good candidate, you know, we've checked all the boxes and criteria. So that AHA requirement we were talking about, mm-hmm. if that's good, if they've tried and failed CPAP before, you know, if they come see me, you've never had a sleep study before, well, the first thing I'm going to try is first line therapy, so CPAP. And so we always sure. will try that first. But, you know, try that, fail that. So we checked that box. There is a heightened weight requirement that we didn't talk about. So the okay. BMI, so the body mass index, is, you know, kind of a way to look at somebody's composure and try to say, are we obese, overweight, normal weight, that sort of thing. If that's over 35, then usually they're not a good candidate for this. You do have to be under 35 on that BMI. Okay. And so if we check all these boxes and then we proceed and do the sleep endoscopy that we were talking about to look at the anatomy, right, and that all looks good, once we've completed that entire workup, then we submit to insurance to see, okay, hey, you know, this patient's tried everything, it hasn't worked, we need to do something to help relieve their, you know, symptoms from the sleep apnea, help decrease their cardiovascular risk, and then...
Yeah, because this can lead on to other medical, the reason the insurance companies, I would think about it, because this can lead to other serious medical conditions.
Oh, absolutely.
That are a whole lot more costly than this device.
Yeah. If you have untreated moderate to severe obstructive sleep apnea, you have a 4 to 5 times cardiovascular risk compared to other patients. So increased risk of heart attack, stroke, atrial fibrillation, you know, all kinds of stuff you don't want to deal with.
Right. So is this a typical kind of a day surgery type of operation?
Yes, sir. So it's a big difference compared to some of that other, you know, throat remodeling surgery that is very involved, high risk. You know, it's anytime you're operating in the back of the throat, taking out the tonsils, there's 5 big blood vessels that supply each one. There's a 1 to 5% chance of bleeding after that, where you might have to go back to the operating room, get transfused blood. I mean, a lot of stuff that can kind of go into that. With the Inspire, everything's done external. There's nothing done back there. There is a small risk of a little hematoma, but it's not a life-threatening one like in the other surgeries. They go home the same day. A lot of my other patients, I'll watch overnight to make sure they're doing okay. And it's like a 2-week recovery in terms of just getting back to trying to swallow somewhat normally. Whereas with this, you know, within that first 24 or 48 hours, feeling a lot better. I have a little bit of, you know, activity restrictions, but, you know, they're at home walking around, walking the dog, all that sort of stuff.
What's the youngest patient you've ever done?
That I have ever done was high 30s, low 40s.
Yeah.
It's approved down to 18. There are studies looking into patients with trisomy 21 who, these patients are particularly prone to sleep apnea, and in kids, the first line therapy for sleep apnea is going to be taking out the tonsils, that sort of thing. But when you have trisomy 21, you actually have the tongue falling back. They have a small jaw, tongue falls back into the airway. There's actually been studies looking at, well, does this device help treat that obstruction that they have? None of those results are out or published yet, but I think that that's actually a really exciting, you know, use of the therapy in a population that doesn't have a lot of good other options. And so it's cool to see, okay, well, we've realized, yes, this can help, you know, adults that have, you know, moderate to severe sleep apnea, can't tolerate normal treatments. Well, we might be able to help kids with this too.
See, I still think that there's a lot of people that have problems sleeping, and they'll put it to work pressure, or they'll put it to something else, that their days are so busy that they're not getting sleep because they don't have time. Their mind never shuts down. But that's not necessarily the case.
No. Denial is a powerful tool.
For a lot of things.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jody, let's touch on the insurance side of things, because, good night, if there's anything that all of us hate doing, is working with insurance. So how much does the client have to deal with that, and how much do you guys help out with that process?
What's nice is when the patient's being worked up for surgery, then our team will work everything up and submit it for approval. For some reason, if there's any kind of pushback, then Inspire has a team that works with us too, and the insurance company. And it's covered by the majority of the insurances out there. So they really have a good system to help the patient get it approved, because, you know, that causes a lot of frustration as
I mean, you're talking about stress level dealing with an insurance company.
And they're so excited about feeling better.
Maybe.
Than to, you know, have to argue with insurance. Mm-hmm. It's just not something they need to worry about, because we'll help them.
And that's come a long way in the past few years. Mm-hmm. So a lot of research was done in 2010, you know, right around that time frame. That was when it was first published in a lot of the big major medical journals. I trained with one of the guys who helped on the publication for the New England Journal of Medicine. But then in 2014 was when it had FDA approval. And since that time, the therapy has just grown exponentially. And with that has come kind of recognizing by the insurances that, hey, this is a good therapy.
I was just going to ask how long it's been out. So it came out in 2014.
Yes, sir. That was when it was approved by the FDA. And, you know, I think I was talking to somebody. I think they are approaching 21,000 implants across the nation, or worldwide. That's not just in the U.S.
21,000. That doesn't seem like a lot.
compared to the 22 million we were talking about before.
Yeah, that don't seem, there's a whole lot more people got more sleep problems than that.
Yeah.
But yes.
Okay. Are there any restrictions? And you talked about them, within the first week to 10 days. Mm-hmm. But after that, are there any restrictions once you have the device?
If the patient is say we implant on the right side, if the patient's an avid right-handed tennis player, does a lot of physical, use of that upper extremity, I'll usually have them hold off on that for about 4 weeks while everything's healing up.
Right.
No otherwise.
Yeah. It's just letting the body get used to this device inside it.
Exactly.
Okay. Sir.
Now, is there a battery inside it? So we might need a battery change, or if it's cold, do we need a jump start or anything?
Or we take that little phone thing and put it to our chest and let it recharge the battery. They'll probably come out with that.
Don't try that one at home.
No, I don't know
about that one. The battery life is about 10 to 11 years. So okay. I usually say, if they don't have any other ENT problems, I'll see them in a decade.
Right. Okay. Now, let's say someone's got a pacemaker. Any issues of having this as well?
No.
Channels don't get messed up?
There's no cross-communication. Okay. So I've had patients who've had pacemaker usually always placed on the left side. We go over to the right side, and it doesn't have an issue with that. There are patients who've had vagal nerve stimulators, and again, that's usually left side. So we're free to go on the right side, and it's not an issue. They don't cross-communicate or have any problems. I had another patient who had a deep brain stimulator. No problem with that. There is a MRI incompatibility kind of currently. It's not really an incompatibility. You can still have an MRI of the upper extremities, lower extremities, neck, head, but that thorax and abdomen area is off limits currently.
Okay. Right.
They're trying to see if that's actually okay to do, but right now they don't have approval for that from the FDA.
It must be just a great... and you love your work, so that's easy to see. And
he likes opening up bodies.
Yeah, but it's great to change people's lives. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's got to be just a great feeling. Although you come home tired and exhausted sometimes, just to think about the different relationships you probably saved, families that you saved, and helping people get a better night's sleep and just help their quality of life.
Hearing when patients, I had a patient 2 days ago who came in and they were there with their spouse, he and his wife, and they stopped. They like to, be intimate. They like to cuddle. They like to, have physical interaction. And he's like, I can't do any of that with my CPAP. It's just, I'm unable to do anything.
You're on my
it's not real attractive.
You're on my hose.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. And so, it was really affecting them.
Right.
And you have a lot of people who come in and they're like, we're in different rooms. We don't want to be like that. We got married because we want to be together.
Yeah. We were just talking on the way up. Dr. Beckman was just saying, it's really good to see that I've done good for someone and to see their progress and to see how happy they are and just to see it full circle.
Yeah. It's kind of like reuniting them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they come in and can't be. You have people coming in who are super emotional, crying. Just like,
changed their lives.
That's cool.
Came in and crying when they left. but it's great for both ways. It is Colorado ENT and Allergy Center in Colorado Springs. The number 719-867-7800, coloradoent.com. Once again, hey, you give them a call. If they can't get you in that day, pretty good shot they'll get you in the next day. So there will not be any of this waiting several months to get in. And once again, our segment today is brought to you by Inspire Sleep, inspiresleep.com. We got to take our last break and be back with more.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pet's needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today 303-708-8050 or check them out at vet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, and Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Man, our time always goes so quickly when we have a great topic like this, but it is InspireSleep.com, sponsor our show today, and it's good to have Dr. Nick Beckman with us, Colorado ENT and Allergy in Colorado Springs. Once again, their number, 719-867-7800. The website's ColoradoENT.com, and Jody Feist is with us as well. And Jody, you guys have several centers around, right? So where are you guys all located?
In Colorado Springs, we are at quite the northern end of town, okay. Maybe.
Garden of the Gods?
North of Garden of the Gods, yeah. And then we have one kind of east of Garden of the Gods, so if you want to think of it that way.
Yep.
Really easy to get to off the highway, and then Dr. Beckman has privileges at all the hospitals in Colorado Springs. So
we can get you anywhere. Yeah, yeah. We can get Dr. Beckman anywhere. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How big of a scar? I mean, is it a cool looking scar? Or is it just one little line? What does that look like?
It's 2 5-centimeter incisions. So, about a little over 2 inches at each
that's
site.
That's pretty small. Yeah.
It heals up really well. So, we talked about doing one underneath the jaw. So that one's on the neck. But a lot of times we'll try to find a nice crease to hide it in. And, I see these patients back at 4 months and it's very subtle. Yeah. Now, we had a patient actually who had a tattoo and was really worried about the tattoo on the chest, and we were able to kind of sneak it right underneath it, keep everything intact, and he was really happy about that.
I was able to be in the follow-up with that patient, and he's like, "Doc, you did a great job. My tattoo's just fine. Looks just the same." Oh, he was so happy about that.
So if somebody is questioning some of the things that if they're having a tough time sleep, what are some of the questions that they may want to ask themselves that where they're dealing with? And then maybe give a phone call to say, okay, maybe I have this issue, mm-hmm. that it's not something else over here.
So kind of coming back around to the things we were talking about. So are they waking up with headaches? Are they feeling constantly fatigued throughout the day? Feel like they can nap easily? Have their sleeping partners noticed snoring, stopping in their breathing? Do they watch them? Are they worried? Like, hey, your sleep stresses me out. I mean, that's usually a pretty good sign. We should get that checked out. If it's any patient who has a history of kind of anything cardiovascular, you have a history of a heart attack, history of arrhythmias, history of kind of hypertension or new onset. I saw somebody 20 minutes ago, I guess I've been here for 20 minutes, but right, yeah. 2 hours ago, who said, hey, my blood pressure has been starting to creep up and I've never had this issue before and I am having some snoring. My wife is worried about my sleeping, and so we're going to get a sleep study in him to check and see. And yeah. I usually see him for his ears, and he has just kind of brought it up and mentioned it. So
if they have questions, they pick up the phone and call you guys, just mm-hmm. kind of find that out. Mm-hmm. But sometimes as we get older, we don't sleep through the night anyhow. So we kind of blame that on just the fact that we're getting older, but that's not necessarily the case.
Correct. And they're you're exactly correct. As we age, especially males, the sleep time usually shrinks. You'll start to wake in earlier in the mornings, and then not uncommon to have a nap in the afternoon, but say you're taking that nap in the afternoon and everybody's noticing that, man, you snore like a freight train during that. I mean, that's, get that checked out.
I was talking with a doctor the other day, and he said this, but he said, power naps are awesome, but never sleep more than 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because then you kind of go into a REM sleep and you'll be more tired.
Yep.
So he said, set an alarm, make sure it's 45 minutes, and you will find how refreshing that will be.
Those are the ones where you wake up and you kind of wonder what day it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Where am I at?
Yeah. Right.
Have I been flying?
Yeah.
Now, Jody, we talked about insurance before and the kind of the frustrations with that sometimes. And a lot of times it comes up where we need a referral. And you're like, why do I got to go to that doctor just to come see that doctor and go through all that hassle? So how does that work with you guys?
A lot of insurance is out there. Patients don't need a per se referral from their primary care doctor. They don't need an authorization to come and be evaluated. There are some very strict insurances out there that require that, like TRICARE, some HMOs. Mm-hmm. And patients can really just find that out by calling their insurance. But a lot of patients who already know they have sleep apnea and struggle with it, they don't need to have that primary office visit with their primary care just to get a piece of paper to come in to see Dr. Beckman or any of the other ENTs or allergists at our practice. So,
and Medicare, they're covered. Medicare is all mm-hmm. over it.
Yeah.
I would think that they would definitely be behind it.
And when patients call, they can. Our staff is very well-versed in who needs authorization and who doesn't. So, so we can help them that way, too.
Right. Do you find people that smoke have more of a tendency to have sleep apnea or not really?
Not that I've seen that I would necessarily associate with that with. I mean, of course, they're going to have some of the other comorbidities, so the heart problems, lung problems, that sort of stuff, you know, COPD, hypoxemia at night, you know, dropping those O2 saturations throughout the night.
Right.
So certainly I'd be worried about a lot of the other kind of comorbidities with that, but not necessarily smoking causing the sleep apnea.
Right. Yeah. And I believe in InspireSleep.com as well. You can go on. There are some videos, kind of live testimonials. I think there's an events page they have there where you can go on and look at some of the different online things they have. And when you sit and see, and again, we've been fortunate enough to have a few folks in the studio over the last year or so, but you guys get to see it every day and hear the stories. And so, once again, hey, if you are just finding yourself at almost that point of desperation, you don't know what to do, and you've tried all these other things, what do you got to lose just to try this and get an appointment and just see where you're at, okay? This surgery thing may not be the thing for you. It may be some other type of device, and it may be, you know, hey, a little more simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But you know what? When you look at all the lives this has changed and everything, and boy, for a day surgery, hey, a few weeks like that, to have your whole life to be able to sleep and function and have a great relationship with your family and your spouse and all that, man, it sounds like a win-win deal for sure.
What I think about it when because you're losing the sleep, maybe it's worth the phone call to say maybe the CPAP works. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe. Is there something different besides Inspire? Are they the only ones that go inside and put a device, that have a device?
They are currently the only FDA-approved implantable device.
Okay.
There's another one out there that's researching it, but they don't have FDA approval. It's not widespread, anything like that. So, I always like to look at the whole picture, the whole patient, see what's going on, look at their sleep study, and just lay out the options and tell them, you know, the best thing I think we've realized about sleep surgery in particular is that the best thing you can do is personalize it to the patient. You know, look at their anatomy, look at their tongue size, look at their tonsils, look at their collapse when they're sleeping, and then come up together with the best plan in terms of what do you think you'd be able to tolerate the best, making sure we're actually treating the levels where you're collapsing and really personalize that care to them. And I think that's the most important thing we can do now.
You know, if you come in for the basic sleep study and you find out that you're 15 times in it, or versus I'm 65 times, you're going to get a real good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not, my sleep isn't caused by apnea, it's caused by something else.
Yeah. Correct.
So you can address the issue because you need the sleep.
Correct. Yeah.
Man, I wish we had more time. This is cool. All right. Dr. Nick Beckman has been our guest, Jody Feist as well. Colorado ENT and Allergy in Colorado Springs. Hey, give them a call. Don't put it off anymore. Putting it off is not going to do you any good at all, your family. So give them a call, 719-867-7800, coloradoent.com. Also, check out inspiresleep.com. You'll find more about what we're talking about there, but they are standing by, ready to help you. Get you in tomorrow. Give them a call, 719-867-7800. Kurt, thank you so much.
It's always my pleasure to have the doctor on.
Thank you guys for having us back.
Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.